We start? Okay, so sorry. Okay, so we're going to B'li Nadir Amir Hashem do a few of the dinim of Kid of Hadlakas Neros. We're speaking about Kiddush. Hadlakas Neros. Where obviously it's a big sugya, and specifically things that are nogeya to doctors is large, and we're probably not going to get to everything, but maybe we'll kind of discuss a little bit of a background to some of the dinim. I guess just to give a sense. Okay, so I'm going to begin with the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perakei Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes the following: Hadlakas Ner b'Shabbos ain't a reshus, imratza madlik v'imratza ain't a madlik. Hadlakas Ner b'Shabbos is not a reshus that if he wants to light, he can; if he doesn't, he doesn't have to. V'lo mitzvah she'ina chayiv lirdo v'charei she'yasena, and it's not a mitzvah that you're chayiv to, quote unquote, chase after it until you do. It could go on eruvei chatzero, so nutilas yadayim la'achila, that you can't do it without it. Elachova, rather, it's what's called a chova. This was an interesting way the Rambam starts off fifth parak anyway, but that's what he calls hadlakas neiros, is a chova. Ve'echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim, chayovin lios bivatei and ner dalak b'shabbos, whether you're male or female, you're chayiv to have in your house a candle that's lit on Shabbos. Afilo ein lo ma yochal shol al psachim lokach shemen umadlegas aner shezeh bechlal oneg Shabbos. Even if you don't have, you know, what to make a candle, you knock on people's doors to get some money, to get some oil, to light, because lighting is part of the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. V'chayv levarich kodem hadlaka, and you have to make a bracha beforehand, baruch ato Hashem v'chulei asher gishonu mitzvah tzivanu l'hadlik ner shal Shabbos kiderech shem levarich al kol hadvarim shu chayv bahem midivrei sofrim. Just like he makes a bracha on anything else that he's chayiv to make a bracha on midivrei sofrim. Good. So that's the Rambam. So there's a lot in this Rambam to discuss. We'll just take a few points. Firstly, the Rambam wrote, again, I'll read it, ve'echad anoshim ve'echad noshim, whether male or female, chayovin lehios bevatehen ner dolok b'shabbos, is chayiv to have in their house a lit candle. So a very, very important question is, the Rambam seems to define Ner Shabbos as a candle that is lit. Does he mean that literally? Does it literally mean a candle being lit, or is there a Maisa Hadlaka here? Is the mitzvah
to have Ner Dalak?
Is the mitzvah to have the Ner Dalak? That's what the Rambam seems to imply. But does that mean there's no mitzvah to do a
mitzvah lahadlik?
Exactly. So does that mean there's no mitzvah to have a Maisa Hadlaka?
But in the bracha he says lahadlik.
Oh, so that's obviously a kasha. Meaning, why would we make a bracha that way, etc.? Good. That's question number one. Question number two, we're going to skip just for brevity's sake. Again, just interesting the way the Rambam phrases it. First of all, that it's not a mitzvah, not a reshus, rather a chova. What does that mean? And then, chayiv levarech kodem adlaka, like he's mevarech akol dvarim sheim chayim midivrei sofrim, what exactly that means. So I think, whatever, they talk about it here. The Magen Mishnah here talks about it. Okay. But then the other thing that's important that comes out of the Rambam is the Rambam writes that the reason why we're shol al psachim, or we knock on doors even if we don't have it, is because Hadlakas Neiros is b'chlal oneg Shabbos. Right? So again, the two things just to take away for us is A, the Rambam writes ner dalak, which seems to imply the mitzvah is a candle be lit, not to light the candle. And number two, it's part of oneg Shabbos. But now, it being part of Oneg Shabbos is problematic, I guess, to say, in a few fronts. Firstly, it happens to be, I don't remember if the Mafteach, I already quote this, but the Kibbeger has in the first Tshuva, he writes that women may not be chayiv in Oneg Shabbos. So if they're not chayiv in Oneg Shabbos, then what? They're not chayiv to be madlik as aneros. That seems to fly in the face of, you know, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, that women are the ones that really do the candle lighting.
What's
his
sub that they're not chayiv in Oneg Shabbos?
Ayin Sham.
Oh, in the
Shuvah? Yeah, look in the Shuvah. It's, yeah. Just not for now. But okay, so that's, again, so strange, it's called, it happens to be Rashi in Shabbos, and Chafei also calls it, you know, the mitzvah is Oneg Shabbos, so it's not unique to the Rambam, but he does call it that. Now, if you look in the Hagois Mamunios here, in Os Aleph, so he brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that it's part of Kavod Shabbos. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Chafei Amud Beis in Shabbos that it's part of Kavod Shabbos. So now it's all confusing. The Rambam calls it Oneg Shabbos, but both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi seem to call it Kavod Shabbos.
He calls it Oneg Farish? What was his Lashon?
בשאול על הפסח, אפילו אין לו מה יאכל שאול על הפסח, אם הוא לוקח שמן ומדליק את הנר, שזה בכלל עונג שבס. Good. So that's all for the... Now, if you look in Perek Lamed of Shabbos, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Misader Adam Shulchan Barav Shabbos, you have to set up your table before Shabbos, and even though, let's say, you're not eating there Friday night or whatever, set up your table before Shabbos. V'chein Misader Shulchan B'motzai Shabbos, okay. V'tzar, I'm skipping a line, V'tzar, K'dei L'chavdo V'chneisaso V'yitziyaso, so you're mechavid at both entering into Shabbos and leaving Shabbos. V'tzarech L'sakin Beisom V'bo'od Yom V'pnei K'vod HaShabbos, and you have to, you know, clean up your house, fix up your house before Shabbos, that's part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. V'yener Dolok V'shulchan Aruch U'mita Mutza'as Shekol Elu L'chvod Shabbos. What's important for us, obviously, is then have a candle lit L'chvod Shabbos. So
again, it sounds like he's saying
Dalok. Oh, well, A, it sounds... V'yen ner Dalok does sound that way, but the Rambam explicitly says it's Kavod Shabbos here. Right? And Halacha, and Parakeh, here I said it's Kavod Shabbos. Right? That's right, a very, very...
Explicitly because
it's,
maybe it's both.
Good. obviously, the answer is something along those lines, but saying it's both doesn't really tell us anything halachically. Well, you know, yeah. How is it both? What can you name anything else that's both covered and on it?
No, but I couldn't even really name like a list of extensively.
Okay, so I'm saying, obviously, on a superficial level, whenever you have two things that are contradictory, you can say they're both true, but without knowing.
I'm saying I don't think it's exactly like that because I would have thought that covered and oinig Shabbos are like two circles making a Venn diagram, and why not say that there are some things that are both a covered and an oinig? That's why I would have thought. I would say that the burden would be to tell me that they're mutually exclusive before to tell me the burden.
Well, because we know they're mutually exclusive, as the Rambam explains very clearly that Kavod Shabbos is preparing things for Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is getting Hana on Shabbos, getting Tainik on Shabbos.
I didn't know that.
But you're still right. So it's Reb Chaim in the stencils. They have from Reb Velvel that he writes the following, that you see that Hadlakas Haner really has two dinim. Basically, what he says is the other chalik we pointed out, that is it Ner Dalak or is it Lahadlik? Those are also seems to be two different things. And he points out, you know, one answer to everything, that there are two dinim in Hadlakas Haner Shabbos, is a din Kavod and a din Oneg. The din Kavod Shabbos is that to light the candles before Shabbos, right, that's to prepare for Shabbos, and that's Perek Lamed Halacha Hey. The Tzarech Lasakin Beisom Yibo'od Yom Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos is to light the candles. That's the mitzvah of Lahadlik, because it's lighting the candles. And then, in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, so that's the din of Oneg Shabbos, that to have the candle lit on Shabbos, and that gives, you know, Hana'a for your bias on Shabbos, those are the two dinim. The Nafkamina would be, I think Rav Velvel right, I mean, they quote this at least, that let's say one way or another a candle was lit on Shabbos itself, or Yotze your mitzvah, so you would only be Yotze your mitzvah from Midin Oneg, but not Midin Kavod, because you didn't do the lighting beforehand.
Interesting. So the Nafkamina is if you had the light go on a timer on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So then.
Exactly. You would only be Mekayim Oneg, not the Din not, Kavod.
So Kavod is Hachana for Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Oneg is Oneg.
Yeah, the Be'er Agra on Tav Kuf Chaf Tes, I think he discusses this also. The Dinim of Kavod Oneg, but the Rambam already explained it, yes. Now, what comes out is also, I'll go, the Rav Tzvi Zafrank also has a tshuva in Orachayim and Chelek Aleph in Simon Yod Ches, where he points out from the Rambam writes Ner Dalok, it seems to be that there's no mitzvah of a Maisa Hadlaka. He points out also from the Magen Avraham, also because the Magen Avraham in our siman in Reish Samach Gimel in Sifkan Yural, of course, from the Maharami Rumberg, that if someone were to, what's he talking about? Do you have a Shulchan Aruch on you? No. So he discusses.
I can get it.
If you want to grab just while we're in Reish Samach Gimel. But from Reish Samach Gimel, it's also from the Maharam, the Shita of the Maharam, it's clear that the mitzvah is not to light, but to have lit. because you can make a bracha, says the, you can sit down, it's okay, I know what the Maharam says then. Meaning what he's discussing is whether you can be mitzaveh a nachri to do it. Are you allowed to tell a nachri to light the candle for you? So the Maharam Berg says, worst case, if b'shas adchak, you can ask a nachri ben ashmashos, and you can make a bracha on it. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger there, I think, he doesn't like it because Rabbi Kiva Eger says, there's no shlichas to a nachri, so how can he make a bracha on a mitzvah that he's your shliach, and he doesn't like that. But that's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharam Mirumberg. So again, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, you see that it's not a mitzvah of Maisa Adlaka, it's just that the Ner Bidalak. And the Nafkamina again is, can you, during Pinash Mashos, if you forgot, can you go over to a guy and say, can you light a fire and so I can make a bracha on it? In fact, Shulchan Aruch HaRav here in Reish Tamach Gimel, and Siv Gimel says it explicitly. I think Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes us. But he says it explicitly, that you would be able to be mitzave and achri to light during Bein HaShemashos.
Now,
what?
How can we say
good, that? Okay, so B'lin Eder, we'll hope, we'll try to get back to that, we may not, but we're going to try. So hold on to the question for a second, for a few minutes. Now, according to the way we understood from Reb Chaim, so, you know, the whole Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is unnecessary, because it's not just the din. What Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was quoting from the Rambam is the din of Oneg. But there's also a din of Kovachavs of Perek Lamed, where there's also a Maisa Hadlaka, that's a mitzvah, and that's just as important. And therefore, again, if you're, even if we say you're allowed to be mitzvah and achri, and there's no problem of Ein Shlichos to Nachri, you're still missing out on the din of Kovachavs. Now, okay, maybe worst case scenario, that's still okay to do, but that's just Ha'ara to point out. I think Ha'ara Chashuva. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Beis, the post can point this out also, is that there is a nafkamina by, you know, he doesn't say he's din kavod and din oneg the way that we're quoting from Chaim, but there's a nafkamina, namely, that we din kavod Shabbos, let's say it's important for, you know, wherever the woman is going to light the neres on Shabbos, that's a din of kavod Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, but also we din oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah to have other rooms in the house and the whatever lit, because oneg Shabbos is that you have light to be able to use on Shabbos.
Because
of Kavod Shabbos. That's a din in Oneg Shabbos.
No, but why would it not be din?
Because the din of Kavod Shabbos is to light the candles beforehand. That's what your wife does when she makes the bracha of Ladik Ner. But even to have the candle, the in our case, let's say, lights on in the other rooms, that would be part of. Again, you wouldn't make a bracha on that.
Right, but it would also be Kavod because you're preparing those rooms.
Potentially also Kavod, yes. But it would be a kiyum of Oneg is the point in that. Even if, let's say, right, the nafkamina is, let's say, a person. Whether they should or shouldn't is a different question. Let's say they light their Shabbos candles not where their dining room is, and so it's not, they don't get any hana from the candles. B'chla.
They light it in a room that they don't go into.
They just don't get hana. I'd say the candles are lit. The lights are on the whole time anyway, and they don't get any hana from those candles. It's not by their food, so they don't really see. It's like all the way on the side. They have a big dining room. It's on the back corner of the dining room. It does nothing to. So, in such a case, you know, l'chor, there's no oneg, but you were mekayim this din of kavod Shabbos when you originally lit l'chor. Okay.
So maybe we should eat with the ceiling lights off.
Oh, good, maybe. Well, we'll get there in a few minutes, playing out there. Good. Now, just in terms of, let's say, once we're here, just in terms of a doctor, so there are important, you know, nafkaminas in terms of kavod and oneg, because in terms of kavod Shabbos, let's say you're on shift on a Shabbos on a Friday night, so you need to light candles, let's just say in the hospital. Hopefully neither will get back to details, but let's say you would have to light candles in the hospital. But if, let's say, your wife lit for you at home, or let's say, whatever the situation is, someone lit for you at home, so midin kavod Shabbos, there may not be a mitzvah because you already have that din of kavod Shabbos that your wife did for you, but we didn't onik Shabbos, you should still light in the hospital. Now, how to light is a separate point, which hopefully we'll get to, but that would still be to make sure there's a candle lit on Shabbos in the hospital. That would definitely be something that's important. Good. Okay. So let's just continue on for a few of the dinim. So in Reish Tamach Gimel...
Can you ask one question?
Yeah, yeah.
If somebody,
if somebody lit the candle and fulfilled covered Shabbos, and there'd be some other scenario where he did not fulfill unnamed Shabbos, and there's another scenario that he didn't fulfill, he kept unnamed Shabbos. Do you need both at the same time in order to be able to make a bracha? Or can you make a bracha exclusively?
Yeah, so we'll get there. I think Nishma Avram even talks about that in that case. Lina, there will remind me a little bit. Okay, so we mentioned a few times. I just thought I'll put a marimakum to it. Reish Lamach Gimel and Siv Gimel. That Nashim Amrus Haris Bo Yoser Mipneishem Mitzios Bevayis Voskos Bsar Chaybayis. There's also other reasons, but the Nashim are Mitzuvos either because they're more homebound, which obviously wouldn't apply if you have a case when the wife is the doctor and the husband is not. But either way, that you know Mipneishem Mitzios Voskos Bsar Chaybayis, and they're being osig in the bayis. There are other reasons that. The Midrashim bring down already from the Chet of Chava, whatever, all of those things are. She was Mechabe, the Oro Shel Olam, and Adam Arishon. Okay, but either way, women are the, you know, kind of the ones that are supposed to do it. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkan Yudalef writes, Vafilu im yirtza ba lahadlik ba'atzmo, still ha'isha kodemes, im lo sheyesh har b'neiros yachol hu gam kin lahadlik. Right, the woman gets precedence. That's also an afkamin in the hospital. Let's say, you're on shift in a hospital on a Friday night, and it's a case where you need to light candles, and your whole, you know, all the residents need to light candles. So, lechora, only one person needs to light for everyone. You don't need everyone to light their own candle, at least in terms of the bracha. So, if there's a woman who's a resident, she gets kedima in terms of she's the one that should. Now, everyone else is supposed to be mitzarif. That's the din. You're supposed to be mitzarif in that, but.
How can she's being she? You're making this other female resident your shliach for you.
It's not a shliach. Yeah, she's your shliach and doing your mitzvah. But yeah. you don't need everyone to light the. You're in one hospital, right? You don't need everyone. You'll again, as we'll see. I mean, maybe we won't get there. But everyone should also light without a bracha. Let's say somewhere else where they're going to sleep, wherever it is, if that's possible. But in terms of making a bracha and having candles lit. You know, if everyone's together on the floor, you only need one of you guys. If you're all together, want one of you guys to light
so
for everyone.
You should have in mind to be motzi in your
absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And so you have to basically say, like, please have me in mind.
Absolutely. Good. The Shmir Shabbos Gelchasar writes...
Can I just also add a hara that it's interesting that even when it's not your wife, that she still takes precedence?
Yeah, well, meaning in a case when there's only need for one...
I would think that this whole idea when we handle woman over man is when you're a unit.
No, but here, that's what I'm saying. Here's a unit also.
Right, but it's not a unit of a household, though. It's a unit that just happens because they're colleagues. As far as we gave...
It's the makam, I think. It's like the house. Is like
the hospital?
Meaning the house and the hospital. Like, in your house... Not she's your wife.
Again, the reason why we light the candles is for the place, right? So shalom bayis, all those things also.
Right, but none of the reasons.
But it's to get oneg on the place, so everyone's together in this place, right?
So then only the reasons in the Midrashim would apply to make her go first, but not the reasons that she's more
shy
to the hospital.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at.
Yes, you're absolutely right, yeah. Right, the Takanas Chazal here, just read the beginning of Parak Mem Gimel, from Shabbos Gelchasal, Adag Neros Shabbos, Leoneg Shabbos. Right, that's really the whole point of it.
Should eat the suda la'ira. That's einik.
Yeah. Yeah, the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa discusses that Mishnah Berurah already discusses. I'm just reading from Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa here in Perek Mem Gimel in Sif Lamites. V'lachin isha sheni yecholu lako mimitasa yaviu lo saneiros v'yanichom al kisei o al shulchan li'ar amita. Bring her the candle so she can light. She's bedbound. She lights the candles and then she tells someone, bring them to the dining room table. And because we try to get her to, I mean, the women are the ones that are really supposed to light. Okay, that was just. In terms of you know, when to light, so the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, again, I just have the Sefer open, so I'm just using this for right now. But here in Mem Gimel and Sif Yud Zayin, lechatchila yesh li zaher shehaneros shemivarchem aleim yidluku ad gemara suda. they should ideally last as long as the whole Suda. At least at the very beginning. So in the Ha'ara here, he writes, and because ideally when you light candles you should also have kavana for the electric lights, so even if the candles don't last until the end, as long as the lights are on, so that would also,
so yeah, we should have in mind we're making the bracha to cover the electric lights. I did that last week, actually.
Yeah, good. So this speaks to, again, we're not going to speak about this too much, because I don't want to get too much into it, but like it speaks to the point that you were saying before, which is, again, already from Rabbein of Tam, and already, the Gemara already discussed it, but already from the Balei Atosos, that you know the candles are supposed to do something. So if you have a very light room, and you just light your candles, so that's not really being mad like a saneros in any way. So ideally, really, one's supposed to shut off their lights. Like I always tell my wife, she shuts off the lights before she lights, and then she turns on the electric lights and lights her candles and makes a bracha on everything. Because otherwise, this comes from a bit of time already, but you're just lighting the candles, but it's already light. So there's no kiyum of Adlagas Neiros when it's lit already.
So
if the bracha's on everything...
A little half like...
It's not a hefse.
You turn it off,
it's not
and
a
turn it on, though.
It's
so
not a hefse.
It's right again.
But you're making bracha on that also.
On that also.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's equivalent to lighting multiple candles.
Yeah. Rav Schachter discusses this a lot. He doesn't think people can make a bracha if the room's already lit when you light candles. He thinks it's a bracha levatala. He told me.
Scary.
Yeah, I remember I was speaking to him once, and he told me that Rav Asher Weiss got upset at him once about this, and he said, that's not the minog. The minhag was always that the women always made the bracha even when it was lit in the room. And Rav Schachter told me, he said, I'm older than Rav Asher Weiss, and I remember in my grandparents' house when it was Erev Shabbos, the room was dark. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have enough money to keep the electrical lights on. And so I remember they made a bracha because it was dark in the room. So that's what he believes strongly. Again, there's what to discuss. The minhag seems to still be people make brachos even if it is, but ideally that's clear that you should try to do that and you should cover everything if you can.
Cover?
Meaning the bracha should cover everything, not just the fire, but also. In Reish Samach Gimel Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says that a very, very important discussion about where to light. So we'll just go in very short. A Gemara we've discussed before in terms of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah and everything, the Gemara in Irvin, Amem, Hayam, and Beis, discusses what, in terms of a Makom Dira, what's, you know, the Iker, the Makom Pita, the Makom Lina, Maskana is Makom Pita, but that really means all things being equal. But if all things aren't equal, then both are considered a good Dira. So practically what that means in a house is, the question is, does it apply to Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos? So, by Hadlakas Neir Chanukah does. By Hadlakas Neir Shabbos is a unique thing in that it's not really, it's not like Neir Shuv Beso. It's really meant to be as an Oneg Shabbos as part of the Suda. So, ideally, one is supposed to try to light at the Makom Pita, as we call it, at the place where you eat, ideally. If you don't light there, you can still light really anywhere in the house and still make a bracha in anywhere in the house, but that's ideally what you should do. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Bachurim ha'olchim l'lmod chutz l'beisam. Again, Reish Samach Gimel Vav. You have Bachrim that are going to learn outside their house. Tzrichim Latik Ner Shabbos B'chadaram. They have to light Shabbos candles in their own dorms. Ulevar Yechalav Mega Bracha. Aval Mishu Eitzel Ishto Ein Tzarech Lahadlik B'chadaro. Ulevar Yechalav V'fisheshem Avarechas B'shvilo. But if you're married, so your wife can light for you even if you're in the dormitories for Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The Mishnah Brura says, even if that's just the place you sleep, but you eat in the chadar ochel, you eat in the cafeteria, you still do adlagas neiros there, because again, as we pointed out before, makom pita takes precedence only when all things being equal. But in this case, you know what's really where you live is the apartment where you're sleeping. Where you eat is not miyuchad lo, so you don't light candles just on there. Again, if you did, it would still work, but it's not like Ner Chanukah.
It's not like, in what sense?
By Ner Chanukah, you need it to be Ner Shubesa, you need it to be your bias, you need a Makom Yuchadlo specifically.
Okay.
So that's why we've discussed in the past about you may not be allowed to light in a cafeteria. It's a public place. can't light in the middle of a hospital. It's a public place where everyone goes. It has to be miyuchad lo. But by Shabbos, that's ideally what you're supposed to do, is a place that's miyuchad lo. But Ulevari Chalav says in the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkan Lamed, the hadlakas ner chova mishum shalom ba'ish lo yikashel ba'itzo ba'even. Right? Hadlakas ner is a chova that it should be that you can see in your house. It should be long enough. Good.
So, no matter, in the famous question that comes up any time a person goes out to eat and comes back home, although there may be one.
What was that? Sorry, what was
the you're going out to eat and then you're going back to your place to sleep. So, although it's probably sounds preferable to light at the place you're sleeping, make sure there's enough oil last to come back, and then come back minana. It was not a bracha levatala if you lit at the place we're eating. Just like I want to get that point.
In terms of Ner Shabbos.
Ner Shabbos.
Yeah, probably not. Wait, is it a bracha levatala? Meaning you're just eating.
I'm just reversing what you said, because you said in the case of the yeshiva bacher.
No, but that's different, because that's meaning a place where he goes. You're saying someone else's house, stam. You're eating their Friday night dinner.
Yeah.
And you're sleeping in your own house, you're saying.
We go to you Friday night for
I go to five towns for Shabbos. I'm staying in the house.
No, but I'm saying, but that's different. That's what I was saying is okay, yes. But what about if you're here and you're coming to me for Friday night dinner?
Can I light at your place?
So then I don't know if you can light at my place.
What's the...
You have a house, because you have a house here. Meaning what's...
But just because I have a house, let's say I did it.
Mitzat Oneg Shabbos, you're saying it should work? Maybe it does, I don't know. I don't remember.
Because sometimes it comes up, if you go to a guest and they say, yeah, we have a tea light for you, but you're going to be on for 4 hours, and you feel awkward saying, hey, can I have a whole tub of oil that will last, 5 hours for me to get back?
Mm-hmm.
So I can just tell you the eitzah I looked up online. I saw that one eitzah is, turn off the electric light in your bedroom where you're staying as a guest. Then turn it back on, but you're not, I think I'm adding this point, you're not a Kabbalah Shabbos at that point, you're just turning it on. Then you go to your guest house, to the host's house. You light there, and have in mind that you're covering the light that you lit in your room.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were saying before. Yeah. Meaning it's the same. No,
it's creative, though.
Yeah, the Shmuel Shabbos already discusses it. Yeah, I mean, that's like if you're in a dorm, that's what you're supposed to do, to make sure you let the light in your dorm is on always, so even if you're lighting somewhere else, because that's...
But it was a fetish that the bracha could go back all the way on
onto what you were doing before. You have to say,
I don't know. I'm not sure I know the halacha clearly. That's what we did. I don't know if it was right.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, I have to look into it. I didn't get a chance to look into really anything here, so... okay, so that's in terms of... And then just the Shmir Shabbos Gelech, so when discussing this... So he writes, "V'chein dinam shel balei batim in mem hay in siftes. V'chein dinam shel balei batim and nimtzam beveis avro b'malon v'chadome. You're in a hotel, heimun hashem with your wives. V'ochlim v'chader ochlim mshutav. And everyone's eating in the cafeteria together. Haminagu shekol isha tadlik neiros bebracha v'chader ochel. The women will light the candles for each of their families in the cafeteria. V'tadlik zaneiros bekir of makom shulchan ochel shalem, close to where they're eating. V'lo tadlik osam befinam urchekas makom achilasam." And not in the back corner of the cafeteria,
that's
not near.
Happens usually, right?
Okay. He's just saying what you should do. You have to taina on the Pesach programs. Nevertheless, because each family has their own hotel room, even if you're only sleeping there, it's better that one woman, everyone went on the trip together, one woman will light with the bracha in the chadar ochel, and each person should light in their own chadarim with a bracha. Again, he's talking about with fire, if you can.
Nowadays is probably us.
Yeah, which, yes, correct. But, and the question would be, so therefore, since it's us, the question would be, again, which we'll get to in a minute, Blina, there. About using electric lights, but let's say you only had electric lights, let's just assume that the electric lights that are in your room are no good, so the question would be whether to have one woman light with the fire of the bracha, and everyone else just, and be motzi everyone, and everyone else just turn on a light in their room, or is it better in that case, when you can't fulfill your mitzvah b'shlei musa, that everyone light in chadar ocha? On the flip side, if you can be yotze with lighting electric lights, then the Shmuel Shabbos Gelechaz's eitzah stands, right?
I got lost between the first case where they're all lighting in the
meaning the Shmir Shabbos Lecha, the Shmir Shabbos Lecha says that if you go on a trip together, our families are all together for Pesach Shabbos.
Program?
Yeah, sure, in a hotel. We go together. We're going to eat together in the cafeteria.
Okay.
So instead of each of our wives lighting in the Chadar Ochel, one of our wives will light with a bracha in the Chadar Ochel, and the other wives will go in our rooms where we're sleeping and light there. The question is, nowadays you can't light a fire in a hotel room. So
it also nims that the one who lit in the Chadar Ochel is not lighting in her room.
Yeah, because it covers. But again, because it works, you're able to do it.
Okay.
So the question is about electric lights. So if electric lights are just as good as fire, so the Eitzah is the same as we just said. If they're not as good as fire, the question is it? Do you still do that, or does everyone light the Chadar Ochel? Presumably the latter. So you can be mekayim at least the mitzvah with a bracha.
So what's the case where he was saying at the beginning where everyone lights in the Chadar Ochel? What exactly?
Oh, he doesn't say that. I'll read it again.
Oh, I thought you said everyone lights in the Chadar
Ochel. Ha-minog she-kol ish-tadlik neres b'bracha b'chadar ochel. That is the minog.
Oh.
U'mikol makom, sh'kivet she-yesh l'chol mishpacha chadar miyuchad. Still, it's tov, it's better.
Oh, so it was the minog and then what's better the
day. Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Correct. Good. In terms of if you need a light in a hospital, so obviously, you know, because this is all part of Oneg Shabbos, it needs to be a place where you're going to get some form of Hanah from. Yeah. You're gonna have to get some Hanah, and presumably, if you know, you guys are all on the floor together in your residency, so one person should really light, and everyone else should give a pruta to be mishtatev with the pruta. Again, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus writes that here in this case also, in terms of one person lighting for everyone, it's the same idea that we just read. That would be the same idea on the floor as residents. It happens to be in here in Siv Zayin, Oreach Shein L'Cheder Miuchad, again, it's this din of you're supposed to be mishatev with the Baal HaBayis in terms of giving over a pruta. And the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkan Lama Gimel quotes from the Maharshal, the Gam HaBachurim Tzrich Neshatev, also Bachurim Nito Avalim Samach Hashulchan Baal HaBayis or Bechal Baal HaBayis. Okay. But that's ideally what one should do if they're put in that situation. In terms of electric lights, so can you use those again in a hospital? That's really the only thing practical. Lighting a fire as I usually say, most probably usser. Again, if there's a way that it's not good for you, but most probably usser, alts a lot of things, but most importantly sakana. As we know, fires in hospitals are extraordinarily dangerous. Again, if you're in your call room and I don't know, but you shouldn't go against the rules. Nevertheless, but the question is always going to be about electric light. So I think the Nishmas Avram, you go to a slew of poskim that say all different things. Again, we've discussed it in past on Hanukkah. I'm not going to go through just in terms of time constraints. You can look through here in Mishnah Machimel, but he discusses a whole bunch of poskim that say you can, you can't, etc. He quotes the Chacham Avadin Yabi Omer and Chelik Beis in Or Chaim and Tzim and Yud Zayin, I think, is where the big tshuva discusses all the different poskim that discuss this. Okay, so there are a lot of tshuvas about this, whether you can, whether you can't. What's the minog? So
can or can't what?
Use electric lights as
oh, electric. Living
there, Shabbos. So right in the hospitals, they always bring those little bikacholim lights, whatever they're called,
which they make on purpose. Those are incandescents.
No, I don't think so. And even if they're so this is part of it. So electric lights, for those poskim who say you're allowed to use them, they have to be incandescent, and you also have to be able to see the filament. They can't be like a cloudy cover, then you can't see anything. So you wouldn't be able to make the bracha on that also. So you can't, the ones that they give in the hospital, presumably you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. You should still do it. Also, an ikshab is the same way you would put on a light in your bedroom, even if it was an LED light. You should still do it, but presumably you wouldn't make a bracha according to anyone. What is it? Minhag? So Rav Shechter often quotes that the Rav used to always say when he was in Europe, he used to go by Reb Chaim Ozer a lot. And Reb Chaim Ozer would purposely use, for Avdol, he would purposely use the electric lights to Mecca.
Who was by
Rabbi Yitzchak? When Rav Soloveitchik was in Europe, so he used to go to Reb Chaim Moser. He used to visit Reb Chaim Moser a lot when he was in Berlin specifically. He used to visit Reb Chaim Moser a lot. And he said, Havdalah, Reb Chaim Moser would dafka use electric lights to show that, you know, this is, L'chatchilos is totally okay to be considered Eish. So the minhag we have is if there's an incandescent light, again, that you can see, that's clear, you can make a bracha on it. Which is obviously important. And you know, speaks a lot to what we're saying. So Lamaisa, again, I think Nishmas Avram discusses a lot of important inyanim here. But if you're a doctor, so ideally, light, again, if you have a wife that's lighting, wonderful, she's lighting with a bracha for you, you should still try to light in the hospital, l'chora, without a bracha. Again, one person per, you know, unit of people, let's say. And ideally, the woman has din kedima, as we pointed out before. And you should light in a place where you're going to get hana from it. If you can't light fire, which in the hospital probably you can't, try to get some sort of incandescent bulb. If not, you just flick on a light of some place you're going to get hana from.
But don't make a bracha? Or
but don't make a bracha in such a case. But what he points out is, even if you're lighting in, if you're not mishtat, again, if there's one unit of people, so one person should light for everyone, everyone should be mishtatef. If you're not mishtatef with other people on your floor, you should light in your room. Let's say you have a call room for that night. Light there with, ideally, an electric incandescent bulb with a bracha. With a bracha.
And if your wife is lighting for you at home, do you still light?
No. No. Oh, you would still light just without a bracha.
Because you won't light it.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm happy too.
Yeah. Both of you. Yes, both of you. Okay. There's a lot here. This was a little bit all over the place. I apologize. A few interesting inyanim. The one thing we didn't get to, which I wanted to, because Baruch mentioned two things. Firstly, the bracha of Lahadlik, why that's specific, but he also mentioned, you know, Agav, the idea of a Tanai. I think in Sif Yud Zayin, the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, start discussing that a little bit in terms of making it Tanai post Hadlakas Neiros. That's also important, whether that's, you know, whether you can A, and whether B, how necessary that is for a doctor, because the doctor knows he's doing Malacha anyway. So, like, does he even need to make such a Tanai? Just before Tzeisak or whatever, before Binash Mashos, I mean. Okay, so Zablina Adin Mirat Hashem, we'll start with that next week, and then we'll go to Dinei Kiddush. Okay, Shkai.